Yeah, it's a boy. How we doing, you grease babies, you wayward wanderers? Heyo, it's a big bumble bolly. I'm feeling good. It's a good early morning. The sun on my skin, a nice desert morning. It's a desert boy. I just finished waking and baking. Very good ritual for anybody who could, afford that mushmeg. I don't do it all the time, but on a day like this where I'm just gonna be walking through the desert, figure it's gonna be pretty good. Desert vibes are looking pretty nice. Lots of shrubs all around me. There's tons of bats last night. Oh my god, I could not go over how many fucking bats there are in this area. They swoop past me every time I hit my schmeg. Another one flies past me. Not as much cacti as I would have expected. They're more like little small patches of cacti on the ground, not big tall ones. I'm not in that kind of desert yet. A lot of colorful flora, a lot of shrubbery with different colors, the purple and yellow and a lot of red and green. Beautiful color combinations. A lot more vegetation in the desert than I would have thought. Who'd have guessed? And I'm kind of just right now, I'm looking for food. I'm looking for more water. I've got some supplies, but I'm gonna need to find more. There's rumors of solar farms nearby in these deserts. I can maybe find a decent source of energy there. Maybe find a beamer bike that still has some juice in it. Be able to travel around. There's old war bunkers nearby. Tons of old war bunkers in these fucking deserts. Maybe find some food and different stuff like that there. Experimental military projects, maybe. Who knows? We could find a bunch of different things in the desert. It'll be good. I need to find help. That's the main thing. I need to find different towns, outposts, camps, old national parks or state parks, maybe, where people are posted up. Those could be all very good spots. So I'm going to try and find the highway firstly, and then we'll make our way to one of the outposts or something. I'm gonna need that food and water, so to keep up with supplies, you guys keep supplied if you're gonna be on a trail for a long time. So, let's do this. This is a Big Bumble Bolly to you. Hey, yo, so we're gonna keep exploring, we're gonna look around. Oh, Bella. Bella's been so excited out here. She's been excitedly rooting up all the different shrubs nearby and really just little piggy baby gonna get all the grease all over the shrubs, maybe eat up some of the grease shrub. Find a lucky grease shrub. We're out here in Grease, Shrubland Canyon. Is what I think this place is called. I could see a canyon in the distance nearby. It's dark over there. Look, it's dark, and I don't like that area over there. I'm gonna stay in this happy shrubland, find some highways. Lots of highwayman markings for sure nearby. Lots of colorful different. I don't know. They tag their different names. They tag their different emblems. There's one of seems like a car exploding in front of a hospital. That's one of their markings. There's another one of it's a pineapple inside of a triangle that's green. There's a, that's a good one. That's a fire extinguisher in a black square. That looks like a neat one. Bunch of neat shit out here. Lots of bats last night. Not as many bats during the day, but I feel like they're lurking nearby at any moment. I like bats. They're not threatening. They're nice little creatures. Lots of small shrubland birds. They hide in the shrubs. There ain't no trees here. I was like, there ain't gonna be no birds, but like, holy shit, because there's no trees. But they live in the shrubs. They're little shrub birds. They're smart. And there's a bunch of birds of prey in the sky. Lots of hawks, a lot of falcons, a lot of maybe an eagle out here. Maybe a golden crest eagle, a purple tip solar falcon. We'll see what we can find out here. Maybe at night I could find one of those twilight owls. I've heard them being rumored. Ooh, jackrabbits nearby. Lots of jackrabbits. They're larger than you'd expect. They're big. They're almost kind of like wolf-sized. They're giant. I wouldn't like to be kicked by one, but so are headlight lizards. Shit, you don't want to run into a headlight lizard. I've heard rumors of them. They wander through the desert at night with big old their eyes. They could flip on a high beam lens on their eyes, and they could see for forever, and they beam into different bushes, and they look around, and that's how they find their prey. Big ass, like 6, 7, 8 foot lizards. I don't know. I heard they could get up to 12, 14 feet. Shit. I do like all the cactus dew. There's a lot of cactus dew. You just kind of like walk up to certain like patches of cactus and there's going to be this purple, like, and it doesn't have any spikes on it. That's how you know it's good. A little purple melon that grows off of it. You snap it off and it looks like a soda can. And you just kind of like bite into it, twist the top off, and you just drink the insides of it. It's cactus dew. It tastes almost kind of like a... like if 7-Up was assaulted by a fruit inside of a walk-in freezer. There we go. That's what I was thinking of. Just kind of stabbed up in there and then made into a melon. That's what this tastes like. It's very good. Oh, shit. I was high rambling for too long. I didn't even notice up in the sky. That's a solar falcon. That's a dead ass. Yeah, that's one of the purple-tipped solar falcons I had mentioned. Look at that. Oh, I love birding. We gotta follow this thing for a second. Birding... easily one of my favorite hobbies throughout time. It's just so cute. It's so adorable. I love it. Just like the, and you get to admire the ecosystem nearby and how the bird interacts with all the different plants and trees and animals nearby and all the shrubs. The solar falcon right now is just in the sky. It's doing its circling. That's how you can first identify a bird of prey. It's near the nearby canyon that I mentioned. It's a little spooky, but spooky vibes, but we gotta follow the bird. We gotta keep following that fucking purple tip solar falcon. That thing's dope as fuck. Oh, holy shit. I see a cow in the distance. It's a sickly cow. It's a sickly purple and blue cow. It's walking in the distance. It's a big boy. The falcon's going for it. The falcon's swooping down. Oh no. Cow! Run! Run, cow! Oh no, the solar falcon picked it up. Oh, it's 10 feet. 20 feet, 30, you know, it's going high up with that cow. That's a big falcon. Wingspan 16, 18 feet. Oh, it dropped the cow for a second. Oh, it dropped it. It just beamed the cow. It just fucking beamed that thing with its solar wings. Just flapped a giant gust of solar energy right at it. Fried that cow whole. Shit, I could eat that cow probably. No germs. It just kills all the germs right off of the cow. Picks it right back up. Flies off and eats that thing. Beautiful. Gotta love some fucking, gotta love all the different, birds in the sky. Oh, that's also why the solar falcon, left, apparently. I can feel a giant draft right now, and I'm looking up, and I'm seeing one of those, giant drift scorpions in the sky. Those things, they fly way up high above the ground, way too far for us to see. It looks like a cloud to me. 100 feet big, I don't know, giant cloud, but... I could tell with that scorpion tip towards the end and how this bird just flew off immediately. That thing can actually send down small little flying scorpion birds to attack other birds and then bring it back up to the giant drift scorpion in the sky. That thing's insane. I never imagined I'd see one live. Scorpion's easily one of the most amazing. They start off as water scorpions, sea scorpions. Then they came to land after a few extinction periods, and then they moved to the sky after the last extinction period. God bless the fucking sky scorpions. Such a beautiful creature. I love the ecosystem out here. It's a great time admiring it all, and it's
Howdy, folk. Now put your hands up. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Do it now. Who are you think you're doing, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm Bali. I'm out in the desert. I'm making a podcast. I'm looking for help. I can help you if you can help me, maybe. You know what I mean? I'm helping.
You can help me.
Yeah.
You can help me rid these lands of these evil beasts, and I tell you, I'll return the favor.
That sounds perfect. Let's do this. What's your name, buddy?
I'm Cassidy Oakley. Some call me Cassidy Oakland. Some call me Cassidy the Shootout Oakley.
The Cowboy Centaur. Said Cyborg?
I've been on the travels for a while. I've roamed the desert for as long as I can remember. Many seasons now.
I've been
hunting for different relics, as they call them.
A relic
I look
hunter.
For them in the deepest of the mines out here. I find them in the strangest of oases. There's some beautiful spots in this desert, but...
I bet, yeah.
I'll tell you, you be careful.
Oh.
There's a lot of dangers in this desert.
Okay.
You still have a partner. But, now I'm looking for the relics on my own, so call me a Cass.
Well, Cass, call me Big Bumble Bali. I promise to help out in any way possible. I'm not the best with combat, but I see you're a centaur and you're a cyborg, too.
Now see,
a cowboy? Sharpshooter?
Now see, that's fine. I have weaponry. I have lots of weapons.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I got weaponry all around me. You look at me, you see what I am.
Yeah.
I made metal. I made machinery. I got a lot of machines in my neck, in my mind.
You got four
in
legs?
In my spine, in my legs. Even in my tail. And I'll explain to you. I got this modification system. And how this modification system works is I can scavenge anything. I could be in the lowliest parts of anywhere and I could scavenge up from some metal and wood. I could make a weapon. Uh-huh. I could make a small crossbow come out of my back.
Oh.
And I could turn my tail into a baseball bat.
Okay.
I could beat some goons down and I'll take their weapons and incorporate it into my system. After I've used the weapons a couple times, I usually pop it out and leave more room in my mod system for even bigger weaponry to be made. It's a good thing. I'll ask if you to keep recording and maybe okay. Use you as a bait or to distract some.
Perfect.
At one point.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure you got some uses. We'll find your way.
Yeah, for sure. I like this.
And I will warn you, we will have to part paths after you help me with the particular lead I'm following right now.
Okay.
Not usually out these far in these deserts. Not this far north, at least.
Oh, okay.
So, you have to understand if I...
Yeah.
Have to search a little longer after this. But trust me, I ain't no one to skip out on a favor. You call for me and I'll be there for you.
That sounds good. I trust you. Let's do this. Let's follow your lead. Do you have any leads just in the future, though, of, like, nearby quest camps or cities or outposts I should be checking out?
I'll tell you many places, but... Firstly, there's more dangers out here in this desert than you'll find anywhere else.
Like what? What are you thinking?
You see a lighthouse, you see it beaming towards you, it's gigantic, solar eye, you run. You run from that lighthouse as soon as possible. You don't want to be caught by that thing. Neither do you want to find the stone prison. You get caught and put into the stone prison.
Uh-oh.
Well, son, I don't even know if my favor will be able to help you get out of there.
Shit.
We can make a shootout. I ain't named for no reason, but
Cassidy shootout Oakley.
Goblin Valley, dangerous place. Stay away. Lots of chameleon folk, lots of danger, lots of lizards out there. Lots of little goblin hooded figures take your stuff at night. I don't like it.
That's not good.
You won't find things like 50K silver outposts.
Okay.
Maybe you'll sneak on into the Golden Coast if you could get past their patrols nowadays.
Huh.
They got that thing on lockdown, but the Golden Coast is definitely where you'll find some help.
Okay.
I don't know any of these outposts or local towns, though. Let's, I know of a small town nearby. Let's go check up on it and see what's happening.
Let's do it. Let's go. It's the cowboy, cyborg, centaur, and me, Cassidy Oakley, and Big Bumble Bali, off on an adventure. Ayo, to you! Okay, so, we're coming up to this town, but this looks like more like a shanty town, and it looks
where
like a ghost
everybody?
Town for sure. There ain't no one here. This is a weird little highway, maybe
this.
An outpost. Not big enough for an outpost.
This ain't
it seems clumsily built,
well.
Like very quickly built. A lot of trailers that were modified with wooden rooms. They like cut the metal and just put wood rooms around it, or patios, or roofing. There's towers on some of these shanty buildings. There's probably like 30 buildings
Big
altogether.
Johnny.
It's just built along the side of this highway, so it must be some kind of outpost.
Johnny
it might
Johnson.
Have been running recently. I don't know. There's recent shops. There's like a Schmeg shop.
Big
there's a gas station,
model.
A general
Where
store.
Guys?
I don't know. There's a lot of different things. There's a lot of, like, birds nearby. I love some good birds. There's a lot of magpies, but there's a giant crow, and not like crows. There's just one particular crow that's been sitting up on the Schmeck shop for a bit. It almost feels like it's watching us, but you know, whatever. It's a weird little ghost town. There's a bunch of bats, I'm sure, inside these buildings. I could see wasp nests everywhere. Gotta watch out for the emerald hornet wasps. After they took over America, they like... Yeah, okay, so they kill roaches and they make zombies out of roaches. Go look up the YouTube video. It's disgusting. The emerald queen wasp. Terrible thing. Watch out for them.
Bobby, listen to me. I gotta go look for clues around here. This ain't normal. I'm gonna go. You stay safe. Oh,
okay, yeah, for sure. Alright, so Cass is gonna go look for clues and I'll go look for some schmeg or some food nearby. Gotta find some supplies. There's gotta be something here. I'm gonna go to the gas station tower. Bella's a great scavenger, so Bella can help me out. You know, we'll see what we can find up in there. Open up this old ass door. Okay, so there's a lot of purple fungi in here and with a terrible smell. Jesus. I think it's these fungi giving off the smell. They're purple and orange and they're like the little like craters inside of the mushroom are orange and they're growing on everything in giant like pockets. Hate it. Is that what that sound is? They're making little screams. All these little mushrooms make little screams. It's awful. It's growing on all the different wood. It doesn't seem to grow on like the metal or anything, but it's growing on all the wood in here. Gross stuff. What is this little guy? I was looking through some cans. I found some canned lasagna and stuff. Pretty cool. I'll pack it up. Some hyper creatine juice. I'll put that bang juice up in my backpack. But I'm looking at this little here. It's a little gadget on this back bench. I found this like workshop little bench back here. Seems to be a little... It's old. It's not rusted, but it's definitely weathered. It's scratched up. What is this little guy? Looks like a little like not an orb, it's like an oval. It's an oval shaped little metal gem looking thing. It says Sentitech on it. I think I know what this is. I feel like I've seen one of these before. If I keep tapping on it, maybe I could get it to activate. Oh, one little paw popped out for a second, like a talon or something, maybe popped out and then popped back into the orb. It's kind of like one of those puzzle box things. I gotta figure it out, but once I can figure out the lock, maybe I'll be able to get this, I think it's a senti animal. Maybe I'll be able to get it working. Maybe it's a little malfunction-y right now. I don't know. I'll see what's going... What? What the fuck? What is that? Is that a cow? That looks like another one of those sick cows, but this one's distinctly purple and orange. And this one looks angry. Stop moving at me. This thing's getting all upset. Oh, it's got fungi growing all over it. It's got that gross-ass fungi. Cass! Thank you. Thank you, Casty. That cow was gonna kick me. I don't know what I was gonna do.
You're safe now, Bobby.
What's going on here?
Come on, we gotta go. We gotta get out of this building.
What do you mean?
There's goats following me. There's sheets outside.
Shit. Okay. We gotta figure this out right now. We gotta go to the center of town. We gotta get out of the store. At least all these goats, all these sheep, they're running at us. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Run, get in this corner here.
Yeah, we gotta get that wood inside.
We're in an alleyway and we're looking down the corner and giant obelisk. Giant Saren stone obelisk built at the end of this alleyway.
Saren stone's never good.
12 feet, 14 feet tall. It's a giant obelisk emitting this red haze from all the black and glow from inside the Saren stones. How many souls are in? Oh, God. We got you, Cass, what is that thing?
Molly, stay safe, that's the center of the obelisk. We gotta take it down now.
We gotta destroy it right now then. We gotta destroy it. Bella, we'll go kick it down. We're gonna mess it up, Cass. You defend us with all the animals. We gotta... Let's see if this thing will activate.
Stay back, fiends.
Yes. Oh, shit. Little Sensi Tech animal activates. Is that a little osprey? It's a little purple and red osprey. That's so cute. Oh, it's flying around. Whoom. Oh, it's dipping down in the obelisk. It's cutting down in it. Casty, keep her back. Keep blasting them down. You gotta keep all these guys away from us. He's shocking them all down. He's popping the fungi on their back. And when the fungi pops, the animals drop unconscious. They're not dead, thankfully. We gotta turn out the Saren stone right now. This obelisk, it's fucking with me. I don't know what this is. We're happy to everybody in this town. Fuck. Oh shit!
Molly,
it looks like Cassie's. Oh yeah, he's building up from a couple of the platforms around him.
He's building up.
Is that a solar rifle? He's got a solar beam rifle. Blast it down! Hell yeah! Oh, there's smoke coming from the obelisk now. We defeated that Saren Stone obelisk. All the animals seem to be wandering away now. They don't seem to be interested in this spot anymore. What the fuck was that, Cass?
This is what I was suspecting, that we gotta find the canyon that was made of this. They got it from there.
Whatever it is, we gotta keep moving. We gotta figure out if this is what your lead was telling us to go to. I don't know where we went from here. We gotta figure this out.
Send to the canyon.
Right.
I think I know
what canyon you're talking about. I saw it a little early when I was following a solar falcon.
I thought we
could lead you there. Let's go check it out. GVR, head into the canyon. To you. Yeah, we're heading to the canyon now. Cass has been helping us find our way there. I had a general idea, but just in case, Cass broke open a couple of the local cacti. They're big old round cacti on the ground. Kick them open with his big old metal horse feet. And inside would be crystals, and then all these crystals, he built a little satellite on his back. So he's using his crystal satellite to guide the way. Bella's right in front of him, though. It seems like Bella's got the smell pretty good. He's leading us to the canyon. We're doing pretty good. It's been a bit. It's been nice. I've seen some really cool things. There's a Thunderbird, because it was just telephone lines toppled on top of a giant mesa. It was beautiful. Or no, it was inside of an arch. There were mesas all around us, but we were near an arch. A big old redstone arch and a bunch of electrical cables inside of there. I got great Wi-Fi signal, free internet. Free internet because of a giant Thunderbird? Say thank you, folks. But you know, don't stay there too long or else that Thunderbird will find you. Shit. Cass, what do you mean? Whoa! Holy shit! Fox! Oh no, we're being ambushed. There's three people ambushing us. They got hoods on, they got green hoods, they're jumping all around us. Oh no, one of them's got his spear gun. Wait a second, it took off its hood. Is that a chameleon? Shit, chameleon folk! Okay, one's got a spear gun, it's circling us. Another's got a bolt ripper. Holy shit, a little jackknife. With a fucking hacksaw and a steel boa. That steel boa could cut right through my neck if I'm not careful. And that last one's got just the shiny crest and all these spines on its back. Oh, these guys look dangerous. What do we gotta do, Cass? Hell yeah, Cass is fighting them all down. Cass is blasting them down. He's got four arms. He popped out two mechanical arms. He's standing up on his hind feet. He's got six blasters. His feet turned into blasters. He's this giant centaur horse man standing on two feet, blasting with all of his other feet. Kick him, Bella. Bella kicked one in the shin. Oh, that thing went down quick. Oh no. One looks like it's a magic caster. That thing looks like it's casting magic. What is this? Fine. Hey, you fuckface. Hey, you take this. Blah. Shit, hell yeah, Cass. Yeah, buck him up. He couldn't cast his ritual. Yeah, that flare, that anti-flare gun really worked. Or that anti-magic flare gun worked perfect. Shit, that dude couldn't fight a ritual. Oh, shit, Cass. Cass just stomped the whole arm off of one of them. This fight's over. Two of them are running away, but one of them's bleeding out in front of his ass. What are we going to do? What do you think you're gonna do with them?
Leave them. We got things to do. Come on.
Okay, if you say so. Yeah, let's keep heading towards the canyon then. That just seems weird. That's not good. You give me this. What is this? You got a little Tesla gun on him. He's got a little Tesla pistol.
Oh, let me see that.
Okay, yeah, here you go.
Watch this. Put it in my hand.
Holy shit. So, folks, he just inserted the Tesla pistol into his abdomen, and out on the other end popped out a little Tesla missile. You could only use one of the... awesome, Cass. Cass, the Centaur Cowboy, truly the hero. Yeah, we're gonna defeat whatever motherfuckers in this canyon, whoever's creating all this fungi and infecting everything and ruining all the animals, we're gonna find what's happening.
We'll find him for sure.
Leo,
As
we're getting near the canyon, Cass, this kind of sounds... I don't know what we're hunting after, but have you ever heard of an elder entity?
I've heard of elder entity in some books.
Tell me about it.
So, the one that found me, found my hometown. It destroyed my hometown. That was when I was a cyborg, but not a cowboy yet. Not a full-grown cowboy.
Shit.
It's a cosmic naga. It was a cosmic shape-shifted naga.
What
10
the
heads,
hell?
30 arms. It was the being of ruins. It left my hometown smashed up.
Yeah, okay, let's do this ritual real quick. What are you doing? You're a little schmeck blood? You had schmeck on you this whole time? You good? You should have been smoking this whole time.
What are you doing?
You rolled that blunt quick, yo. Why are you jamming in the dirt? What the fuck are you doing? You wasted all that good schmeck. What?
Light it up for me.
We're gonna light the tip in the dirt. Alright, let's do it. All right, we got a chant. All right,
we gotta do this ritual. Try. Chant with me now. Come on, chant with me.
So bo 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 mama, yeah. So oh mama, oh yeah.
See, I told you.
Shit, that actually worked. There's
a
bunch of. It didn't seem like this is where the canyon entrance like really was or anything, but yeah, no shit. We're in folks. I see a cave entrance now. It's smoky as fuck in here. This is a smoky canyon. Shit, what kind of? Oh shit.
Be careful.
Was that the ritual that you did?
Nope, this canyon's natural.
Oh, this is just Schmeg Canyon. God, look at all these trees growing down here. Are these Schmeg cones? Oh my god, all these Schmeg cones, folks. There's pipes and giant glass bongs encased in these gems and amber and all these jewels in the wall. Holy shit. I'm getting blazed. This is the Canyon of Wonders. This is the Schmeg Canyon. Oh, baby.
Bobby, don't keep none of it or you'll be smoking this stuff forever. You'll never
Cass,
buy
why you gotta
else.
Why you gotta ruin it for me? I just wanna smoke some whatever. I won't keep
you
it.
Smoke it once,
as long as I can get this immediate
high.
This doesn't look good, Cass.
You don't want that.
This is the canyon lair. This is the lair.
We gotta go in the lair.
Holy shit, he just shot a trap. Oh good we didn't walk under that trap or else a bunch of scorpions would have fell out of us. Is that a bucket of scorpions?
Of course.
What kind of
traps.
Trap is this? Fuck this place.
There's traps all over.
Let's see what's inside then, Cass.
Never walk into
it
a lair without
smells it. We're in Smoky Canyon, but shit, this place smells of straight pure ash schmeg, but also a smell of sulfur, like some really good diesel OG, you know what I mean? This place looks dangerous. What? Cass is just shooting all the traps, collecting some gems here and there, building up a collection of gems inside of his abdomen, maybe modding up something big, I don't know. Let's enter inside the lair. What is this? Cass,
Bob,
you gotta tell me now.
Stay quiet. That's the lair of the Schmegatar.
The Schmegatar? What is that? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Folks on a giant Apsaran stone fucking
I'm
throne.
I'm trying to find position.
Is this maddening looking cow folk. It's a minotaur with a bunch of Schmeg rolling all over him. There's no other way to put it but the Schmegatar. The Schmegatar sitting on his Saren stone throne. We get Cass, can you handle this? We bring him down. Oh no.
You went to my home.
I'm sorry.
With my will, I embody freedom. I am savage.
Holy shit. Folks, we're in the fight out of your life. Look at him, blaster fight of life. Holy shit. Cass is dancing around. He's blasting from his tail blood. Oh shit, some of the gems are forming around his tail as we speak. Oh, shot the Tesla missile. Hell yeah, use the Tesla. Yeah, fuck him up, Cass. The Schmegatar's giant roaring through the cave, smashing into the cave walls.
You
this is hot. Fuck, it don't know where it is. It's not the best fighter. Fucking the spirit of savagery. The embodying freedom.
Take
this thing
down.
Is shit. Cass, take it down. Hell yeah. Fuck it, I'll play. Watch this. If I put the microphone near the speaker, watch this. I'll make a big old destroyer. Hell yeah. It's fucking with the Schmegatar. It's harshing its buzz. fuck you! I'm gonna ruin you, you schmigotar! Oh shit, Captain's tail gem laser has been built up the entire time. It's now encompassing the solar rifle. He's sacrificing the solar rifle into the modification system to build this gemstone cannon. Is that a gemstone hyper cannon? The Hydron cannon itself. Oh shit, he's charging it up. It's gonna be a big blast. Cover your ears. Whoa! Right through the Schmackatars. Holy shit. Boulders are falling down. I'm a little excited. That was. Woo!
That's it.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, Cass is pulling out some kind of tiara. What is that? A crystal tiara? Is that? There's a bunch of them actually inside of there. There's like at least a dozen. The black smoke coming out of the Schmegatar, it's smoking up and it's steaming. It's being collected into the tiara. It's this purple smoke. Oh, it looks fantastic. It doesn't look menacing at all. It looks beautiful. What? Cass, what did you just do with that tiara?
Don't worry, but that spirit won't harm anyone in this world no more.
Holy shit, you're not wrong. All the fungi's clearing it. Is that it? Ooh, is that a giant loot pile? Oh, hiding a bunch of loot. Oh shit, is that... Well, which one are you looking for? Which one's the relic?
I'm looking for this cauldron right here. This cauldron's mine, the rest
yeah,
is yours.
Yeah, shit, that's a giant cauldron. Are there... like runes on that thing? What is that?
Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's your thing. All right, that's cool. Shit, folks, a bunch of loot, bunch of food. This thing had so much food, so much schmeg, so many good paraphernalia. I'm gonna take up as much as I can. Come on, Bella, help me loot up all week. Yeah, this is a great loot pile. All the fungus is popped. All the animals inside here have calmed down. It's all cleary. It's still really smoky in here, but now it's just like a beautiful smoky canyon. There's no more Schmegotar, the evil prince of freedom living inside of this canyon. Nothing like that. It's just a bunch of nice animals. We all good. We're gonna loot up. We'll get out of here and we'll talk to Cass one last time. Ayo, it's Grease Valley Radio to you. Oh boy, so the Schmegatar's defeated, we got all of our loot, but what was up with the Saren Stone and how's it connected to the spirits and the Elder entities? I just, still trying to put it all together.
Howdy there.
Hey, how's it going, Cass?
Now, you must understand, I must continue now, so I think this is about where we part paths.
Yeah.
It was great knowing you, it was great meeting you, and trust me, I'll be there for when you need it, but this relic's only part of a collection. I'm looking for a relic spear in particular. When I find this spear, I will be satisfied, and only then will I might know if we have a chance against knowing our enemy. And without knowing it, how are we gonna defeat this enemy to the world?
Okay.
Take a hit of this blunt.
Oh, you could get high, I thought.
No. I could choose what I filter out, and why would I filter out this fantastic dank thing.
Well,
I'm
hell yeah.
This in my lungs.
Ayo, so where did you get operated on? Are there other cyborgs like
that? To know that there's a science barge. It's off the west coast, not too far. It's off the Pacific Ocean. It sails around. It's sailed by Formarial Inc. Now, Inc. is a science barge that helped me become who I am today. It gave others different abilities, like wings, new eyes, a spine that can do anything they want. Precognition. They could know what somebody was going to do right before they did it. They could tell when you're telling lies. They could emit gases that feed off of your emotions. They can fuck with the magnetic force fields in the world. That's how somebody crush another folk with just the magnetic force around them. But I've also seen them create a force field that can protect people. They got many powers. I saw somebody hell. Somebody's skin could dissolve right off of their face. They could make their new skin out of any materials around them. They put their metal hand onto wood and they grew a wooden body. They put it on diamonds, they grew a diamond body. There's a million things out there. Me, as you know, I could weaponize anything. And, well, they made me a centaur, you see. giant sensor. I mean, I can stand on my hind legs, so I'm better than most. If you're ever in danger, for memory link has a code that'll register you on a don't kill list. Now, you have to say this to each individual cyborg that you think is from Fort Mariel, but if you tell them the code Molly Maguire, you will be safe. They will put you on that no kill list, and you will be safe. Molly, I'm trying to keep you safe in these deserts, you hear? Even if I have to keep going my way, I need you to stay safe.
Oh, I'll definitely stay safe. Where are you heading?
Well, I think you should head west now, Molly. Now, definitely don't go down any further south. I mean, you go towards northern Woods Hole, Arizona, you'll be fine maybe, but you're going to want to stay up this way and stay west. Keep heading west, find a highway, seek out the rainbow banners. If you find a quest camp with silk tents, you know you're in a good area. You should talk to them. I've heard rumors of an ancient gunsmith out west. Maybe even look out for a city on the beach. I've heard some of the best cities are on beaches. Go find one of those and you'll definitely find a bunch of a different kind of folk that could help you out. Now, just stay away from any blue theaters, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Alright, now, I must get going, but when you do need me, go ahead and please call upon me whenever you need me.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
You call upon me with this here signal repeater. Repeater, I will hear from anywhere in the world. You play it out loud and I will come immediately. I will help you, Molly. You can trust me on that.
Shit, that's awesome. Thank you, Cass.
Not a problem, Molly. You stay safe out there. This may be where we part paths now, but I will see you in your future.
Thank you. You have a safe travels too, Cass. Thank you for everything. Big shout out to Cassidy Shootout Oakley, one of the best cyborg centaur cowboys I've ever met in my entire life. He's a 12-foot man of amazing stature. I've seen this guy do shit I haven't seen out of any other person. This is a living weapon who's a courteous, a great person. I'll definitely need his help in the future. Best wishes on your relic hunt and safe travels, Cass. We're gonna get back to it. I think I'm gonna set up camp somewhere nearby, maybe keep walking for a while, try to get closer to a highway. It's that Grease Valley Radio, to you. Heyo, so I found where I wanted to camp out, so we set up camp, it's getting really late. Bella and I, you know, we already ate over our campfire, some really nice, roasted red gunk and grilled cactus. Goes really well together. It's kind of like salsa. Check up on you guys. How are you guys doing? Have you guys been staying safe? I heard that reported quarantine is still going on. Y'all need to still be wearing masks. Stay safe. Quarantine if you can. But shout out to essential workers. Shout out to all of you guys for keeping it down, keeping it locked. Thank you guys for being so awesome. You know, we're gonna see where we're gonna go next. We might head west. You know, I think that's our best case if that's what Cass is recommending. Sneaking into the Golden Coast honestly sounds like one of the best plans. If I can find a way to sneak into the Golden Coast, I think it'll be worth it because I'll definitely find a city on the beach there. Where else would a city on the beach be besides the Golden Coast? So let's do it. We're gonna set off tomorrow. It's gonna be a great time. We're gonna keep you guys updated and around. It'll be a great time. We're talking that Grease Valley Radio.
Hey, you on the ground! Get on the ground!
What the fuck? Stop! Hey, get off me! Get off me!
Get off your knees!
Get off me! Fuck you! Get off! No!
Stop!
What are you doing? You're on the ground! You're on my knees!
Stay on the ground! Stay on the ground! Hands up! Your hands! Show me the hands!
Show me your hands!
I didn't even do anything.
Yeah,
I didn't
show
these cops in stone armor. They're literally just wearing giant stone armor on their chest and on their pants. Let me go. Let me out. Fuck you. I didn't do anything. For what? For what? Huh? For what? Motherfucker. You mother. Let me out. Let me out. God. Grease Valley Radio. To you. Hey, it's the big BBBB. We're here to bring you some credits. Grease Valley Radio, episode 16, Desert Drifter. Creator, BBB, Big Bumble Bali, as always, your boy Sebastian B, as well as the narrator. I narrated all of the voices on this episode. Shout out to BBB if you want him to do any voice acting for you. Shit, so much good stuff. Intro music done by BBB. If you want to find more music by BBB, look up Bullet Teeth on Bandcamp or SoundCloud. Check out the Bullet Mountain EP dropping this week. It could be out right now as you're listening. Go check it out. Go type in Bullet Teeth into Bandcamp or SoundCloud or even YouTube, and you will find a new 8 or 7 track EP, some really good hip hop music done with some really good goon intentions, mythology rap, all the good stuff. That's some new project come from BBB. Current project, Shady Sands Adventures, as rumored, it is true. If you haven't seen the Twitter yet, Shady Sands Adventures is live. 4 episodes have been posted already. I'm 4 episodes deep with my co-host Scummy Tummy in Shady Sands Adventures, talking all the good shit. We talk about tripping in the desert. We talk about current wrestling, AEW, what they're doing. We're talking movies of the last year, 2019, movies you may have missed. We're talking K-hop, South Korean hip-hop survival TV show. Yes, we watch it, and we're bringing you Show Me the Money. We're bringing you updates, contestants, all the good stuff. Shady Sands Adventures, a conversational podcast found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the great places, right as you can find Grease Valley Radio. Heyo, give both of the shows a like, rate and review on Apple Podcasts, please. Go such a far way. We're trying to expand the community as things goes on. Really get a whole thing going here. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley Radio. Thank you for sticking around. We'll bring you another episode 2 weeks from now on a Monday or Wednesday. We'll bring you updates on Twitter. Ayo, Grease Valley Radio to you.